Are you ready, children?
Aye, aye, Commander.
I can't hear you.
Aye, aye, Commander.
Oh, who lives in a kiwi under the ocean?
What's that, Dave Overpants?
Sucky influentary cloth is he.
What's that, Dave Overpants?
If water-based silliness is something you hope.
What's that, Dave Overpants?
Then fall on the floor and squirm like a worm.
What's that, Dave Overpants?
Ready, what, Overpants? Wash the Dave Overpants. Wash the Dave Overpants. Wash the Dave
Overpants. That was funny.
And welcome back. Now,
to wash the
I'm doing this intro.
Okay, fine.
I'm doing the intro, and then he will. Not him now. Oh, yeah. Welcome back. What are we doing this episode?
We got your name. Who is it?
What are we doing? My name's Dorian, and this is a review podcast for SpongeBob. We are on the
second episode.
Second episode of the podcast. Yeah. If you haven't watched the other one, go and watch it. It will probably be up by now. It will be up.
Yeah.
We are reviewing. Oh, wait. Who are you?
I'm Damien.
And who are you?
Camden.
And we're back again. We're reviewing episode 2 of SpongeBob. The first episode contained 3 stories, and this one contains 2. So as Dorian's saying, we're technically reviewing the 4th and 5th SpongeBob story.
Yeah. No, it's 5th. Because 3 plus 2 is 5.
Very good, yes.
Are you the math guy?
No, I just know that 1 more than 3 is 4, so... 2 more than 3 is 5.
Very cool. Very good. So we're going to be talking about episode 4 and 5.
Fun.
The first one is called Bubble Stand.
I think something like that.
Yeah,
it's called Bubble Stand.
Bubbles.
My notes are a little messy, but I can read my notes.
I can.
Okay.
Well, in this episode, so first we get the classic SpongeBob happiness.
Yes.
Doing his bubbles. Oh, yeah.
SpongeBob loves
this
bubbles.
Is the first time
Dorian,
we'll ever...
Dorian, we never said that SpongeBob loves bubbles.
Yeah, that's later. First time ever we hear Squidward's clarinet. And some people in the show think it's so bad. But honestly, I think it's good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, well, it is
very... better than I could do.
Better than I can do on clarinet. I'm not very good with woodwinds.
Yeah, probably. I can't do that.
And it becomes a big part of the show, right? Like, Squidward's always blaring the clarinet, and you know, later on, there's whole episodes about Squidward and playing in bands and other stories about the clarinet involved there. But yeah, it's just established here. It's also interesting that this is the first time... Because the first time we meet Squidward, he's just a bad guy and just mean to SpongeBob. But this time we see that SpongeBob, even though SpongeBob's a very happy, positive person, that he can be a little bit annoying.
Also, this is the first time we see how good SpongeBob is, really, at blowing bubbles.
And
this is the first main cameo, I'd say, for Patrick.
Yeah.
Well, Patrick was in a lot of the last episode.
True, that is true.
SpongeBob loves bubbles.
Yes, this establishes SpongeBob's love of bubbles.
And one of my favorite things in SpongeBob, one of mine, not my favorite thing.
Yes.
We'll get to my favorite thing later on, way later on,
is
bring it around town.
Yeah.
Which is what? Give everyone the context of that.
It's like, do this technique and like, you will get all these bubble blowing good stuff. And it's true.
Yeah, it's true. It actually happened.
So one of it's like, stop on your foot, like run, stop on your right
pelvic
foot.
Pelvic thrusts.
Pelvic thrust, and then thrust. And then bring it around town.
Is that become a meme, bring it around town?
No, more of like a
famous thing.
Yeah. them.
Yeah, you guys got very excited when they did the Bring It Around Town. You were both like...
I just said that it was really famous.
Okay.
That's all I said.
Yeah, our notes.
Oh, there's no more notes.
There's no more notes? We got another episode worth of
talk about. We're going to talk more about this one.
Okay, well, don't leave notes for the next episode. Don't throw them away is all I'm saying. All right.
We're not on the next
episode. Okay, let's talk more about this episode. So, in this episode, SpongeBob sets up a bubble stand where for 25 cents you get to blow a bubble. And both Patrick and Squidward have immense problems blowing this bubble. Because they're not using SpongeBob's special bubble blowing technique.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say something else.
But then Patrick makes it. But then Squidward makes it in the end.
And Squidward does. He makes a massive bubble where he screams into it, and it ends up swallowing up his house.
Yeah.
And where he's still playing clarinet in the house. So this is, once again, this establishes the SpongeBob kind of foil relationship with Squidward, where Squidward is like constantly, you know, trying to antagonize SpongeBob, being antagonized by SpongeBob. Really a classic episode.
And Squidward thinks that he's the best person.
Squidward thinks he's good at everything, and thinks and nothing SpongeBob does can be hard because he doesn't think SpongeBob is all that good at anything.
Yeah, but like
that's real.
Squidward like paints, and everyone's like boo, boo. But I think his paintings are just abstract versions of himself. They're really good.
I know. The clarinet. I like the clarinet.
You like the clarinet? Yeah, that's the thing. You guys are saying you got a lot of empathy for Squidward. You feel bad for Squidward at times, and you also feel that Squidward's just maybe a little misunderstood.
And lonely.
And lonely, yeah. As they go on, they establish and flesh out Squidward's personality a lot more.
Camp
Coral, because as we've established in the previous episode, this is the modern-day spin-off of SpongeBob, which is retconning a lot of the history. Do they establish how SpongeBob and Squidward met in that one?
No. Well, they do in a movie and the show. The movie, they're just friends at the start.
Okay, but they don't dislike each other in the beginning.
Yeah, in the movie, though, like, this is what I was saying about the multiverse stuff in the last episode.
Another movie. SpongeBob movie.
In the movie, it shows that Squidward is, like, smaller. The new movie,
the latest one.
That's when they...
On the Run. Sponge on the Run.
Okay.
He's like a little kid. And if you haven't watched this, I'm spoiling it. I'm sorry. I just have to.
Spoiler
he's
alert.
He's a little kid. And he's like not a counselor.
Okay.
But in Camp Coral, turns out he's way older. He's a counselor in Camp Coral.
Oh, wow.
What?
He is.
Oh, yeah. In the show. Yeah.
Yeah, very
he's
weird.
A bubble ball. I mean,
he's a bubble
counselor. Jellyfish.
The jellyfish counselor.
So I think, he's not only the jellyfish counselor. Mm-hmm. He just counsels jellyfish as well, many other things. I think that Squidward has a secret love for jellyfish.
Yeah.
That could be true. Jellyfish are very much mistreated in the show.
Yeah.
And there's a key plot point in another episode about that. But we'll get to that in a future episode. Okay. Is that it for Bubble Stand? Anything more you want to add about this episode?
Other than it's great, no.
Okay, and moving on to an episode that... I think this is the episode you might be most excited to talk about in the whole series.
No.
No, but it's one of them. One of your favorites.
Rip My Pants.
It's just Ripped Pants, Cammy. Yep, you interviews it.
Okay, tell us about this episode, Cam.
No. I'm not
He's just like the joke guy.
Okay. I'm just...
Tell us a knock-knock joke.
No.
Okay. I can.
You're the color commentary guy.
Yeah.
Dorian's doing play-by-play.
Goo Lagoon was first introduced in this episode.
Oh, yeah.
And the second annual time that we got that narrator to come in.
Oh, yeah, the narrator came back.
Yep,
the Jacques Cousteau-influenced narrator.
Oh, can I? And they also tricked the lifeguard.
No, that's later, Cammy.
I almost said it.
It's okay, they know, because they probably watched it. If you haven't, I recommend watching it. More spoilers. We meet Larry the Lobster in this episode, which I thought we would meet way later.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he's an early character.
Well, and also this is playing into a trope that's very common, and that's the beach bully trope. Even though Larry the Lobster is not a bully to SpongeBob, but the idea that the beach bully would come over and take your friends away and kick sand in your face, and then you got to work out to get stronger. So I feel like they're kind of playing on this...
Beach boy vibe?
Yeah, the beach bully vibe. Even though, once again, Larry the Lobster is not a bully. He seems actually, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
But Sandy's more interested in hanging out with him than SpongeBob.
No. Well, in the end.
In the beginning of the episode, it seems that way.
No, end. You mean Larry
the Lobster? Or... Sand in the face? Venice Beach. Venice Beach is a place in Los Angeles where people work out like that on the beach. And I was going to say, next time we go out to California, we go to L.A., you got to go to Venice Beach and see all these, super strong, ripped people working out in the beach.
I think that's what Luna is based on.
I totally think so, because SpongeBob SquarePants was made by people in Los Angeles, so they would be very familiar with Venice Beach.
And one of the parts that makes me really excited about this is the song. The first song that we ever heard inside the episode. Not like the intro, not the first song. The first song was lyrics.
It's the first diegetic song, which means a song that the characters hear, mm-hmm. as opposed to the music that, is part of the score where the characters can't actually hear that music playing.
Yeah. And it is called Rip Pants, obviously. Yeah.
And it's very much influenced by a group called the Beach Boys.
Oh.
A very famous California surfing group. When you make music about the beach in America, you kind of have to do something referencing the Beach Boys. It's just so much part of the culture.
And that's why I don't live there.
No? You don't like the beach?
I love the beach.
You don't want to get sandy buns. That's a reference to this episode, everyone.
Yeah.
They find out later on that SpongeBob... Well, should we explain what happens? Why it's called Rip Pants?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
SpongeBob competing with Larry the Lobster over Sandy, which...
Mm-hmm. That happened. What?
Yeah, it's for friendship. I think it's competing for friendship because we established that SpongeBob and Sandy, it's not like they have a romantic relationship. Yeah. They don't kiss or anything. They're just friends.
I feel like...
What do you feel? Give us some theory.
Sandy and SpongeBob.
Wait, no, can I tell you then what happened?
Yeah.
So SpongeBob put marshmallows on the stick and then it was stuck. And then he was trying to lift it up, but it was stuck to the ground and then he ripped his pants.
Yeah, and then everyone started laughing. Mm-hmm. And he thought they were making fun of him until this guy walked up to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "You are so hilarious, dude." Mm-hmm.
No, that's even a surfing accent, a California kind of surfing accent.
Yeah.
So.
And then he kept on doing it.
And then, so he kept on doing it, but eventually it just got unfunny.
Yeah.
And just rude.
People were annoyed.
Yeah.
But,
And then he tricks a lifeguard.
Yeah, he tricks a lifeguard that he was dead, and everyone's like, "Dude, that's not good. Don't do that again. I'm not going to laugh at you anymore."
Yeah.
And he's like, "I need to find out a thing." And they don't work. And then he's like, "Am I the only weirdo in this beach?" And then they're like, I'm always like saying... And then they're like, he's like...
People come in and then they make a band.
This person didn't put on sunscreen.
They got burnt real bad.
Mm-hmm. This person didn't...
Oh, they...
They got buried and got left.
And then one person has...
Sandy buns.
Oh, that's a joke.
Yeah.
Sandy.
Yeah, it's a play on words because when we say sandy buns on a beach, we normally think of what?
Butts.
Yeah.
But they had sand on bread buns.
Wait, no, sandy buns.
Which is also, if you've ever eaten on the beach and gotten sand in your sandwich, it sucks.
It does.
I could taste sand. It tastes I know. I try to spit it out, but it just stays in
it. It's hard. It's hard to spit it out.
Yeah, I think.
It was this.
And then that song is just amazing. Mm-hmm. Like,
it ripped my pants.
Yeah.
It's about what happened.
It's just like
ripped pants. Dog ripped pants, I think.
Yeah, but like, it's so good. I can't think. SpongeBob makes these good songs.
I know.
And then I'm like, I don't know what to choose. Either a Muppet song or a SpongeBob song. Because I also like Muppets a lot. Like, mm-hmm. I love Rainbow Connection, which is not made by the Muppets.
Oh, yeah, sing Best Day Ever.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to sing it.
Do it at SpongeBob.
No.
But it's another episode.
We established it. You got a pretty mean Never SpongeBob mind. Impression coming along.
Don't. Hey, that happened last episode.
Yeah, I know. We're going to start it again. The laugh off.
Okay, let's not do it.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Okay, both of you.
I got laughed out.
All right. Do you
have my God.
Do you have anything else you guys want to talk about for this episode?
No,
that's probably it.
That's it. Remember, you can always write to this podcast to get in touch with us. We're going to keep going and making more episodes because we have a lot of fun doing this. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.